Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5, as we are every weekday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and to kick off your Friday workday, it's Steve Cochran at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies. You Big Dummy. All coming up, our regular features on Friday morning. But we, you know, we just played Flaming Lips, and Flaming Lips are one of the headliners for Riot Fest this weekend. Yes, another music festival here in Chicago. And it is happening this whole weekend. And Jim Ryan, who you hear sometimes on this station doing traffic. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Also writes about music, and for tell everybody where they can, the outlets where you can read.
ChicagoNow.com is where I'll be recapping everything throughout the weekend, but a little bit for the Daily Herald sometimes, a little bit for Glide Magazine online, but yeah, this weekend, Chicago Now.
Chicago Now. Everybody can read it. It's Chicago at Night blog on Chicago Now.
That is correct.
Okay, and it's Jim Ryan, who will be covering Riot Fest. You're going all 3 days.
All 3 days. Yeah. I'm a trooper. I do it so you don't have to.
Right. I wouldn't do it even if you weren't doing it.
I always tell you, you're not missing much.
Yeah, I understand that. You say that this, we were just talking just a couple of seconds ago off the air, that in fact, Riot Fest is your favorite of the fests that happen.
I love it. I think it gets a bad rap because of its name.
Yeah.
I think people are immediately scared by the word riot, but it's a little bit older crowd. It's people closer to our age, so it's a little bit more mature crowd, and you don't see quite the level of shenanigans. You don't see 14-year-olds vomiting on themselves like you would at
Lollapalooza,
a bigger festival down the street.
Yeah, okay. You know, the thing about Riot Fest is I remember when it first started, I went a couple of times because it was a whole different
thing. Yeah.
You know, I was going when, you know,
it was in the clubs.
It was in the clubs and stuff, and then it evolved. It started, it was like a punk fest.
I can't think of any other festivals nationally that have started as a small local thing in small clubs like Double Door and Metro.
Yeah, I went, the couple times I went to Riot Fest, I think I went once to Double Door and then twice to Reggie's.
Okay.
To see bands.
In 06, I saw the Tossers at Double Door.
Yeah.
And Helmet, I think, was there that year, too.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that that has now grown to a three-day, I mean, it's second to Lollapalooza in Chicago, at least in terms of size of festivals. It's bigger than Pitchfork or North Coast or any of the other ones.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing to think in 10 years.
It really is. I mean, it's how it's evolved and changed completely. And I know a lot of the Riot Festers from the old days are like, that's not the fest that I used to go to.
The hashtag on Twitter they use every year is Riot Fest Sucks.
Yeah.
And it's a tongue-in-cheek thing because they know that's how everybody feels.
Right. I remember a friend of mine saying, as soon as they got a Ferris wheel, it was over.
And a wrestling ring.
He was done. He was like, no, Ferris wheel. There should not be a Ferris wheel at Riot Fest.
I remember I got my picture taken with Nikolai Volkoff.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
while I could hear the smoking popes playing in the background.
That's fantastic. Nikolai Volkoff, that's fantastic.
And I remember thinking to myself, I'm not sure the people who were excited about seeing the Blue Meanies at Double Door are turned on by this.
They are very happy about Nikolai Volkoff
Maybe
being there. That's great. All right, well, you're going all 3 days. I do want to mention this, and again, people can read your blog. You're going to be blogging all weekend long, Chicago at Night on Chicago Now.
Correct.
And we'll have a link on our Facebook page for that.
I'm going to tweet it, too, at Radio Jim Ryan.
At Radio Jim Ryan. You can follow him out there, too. Now, but here's the thing I want to mention before we get into scheduling and the bands and who you're looking forward to.
Yes.
And a show that you went to last night, an interesting little thing that you saw last night.
Yes, definitely.
But before you came here. You are going to be covering traffic on NBC 5 around Riot Fest.
I'm doing traffic on. They're throwing me in front of the green screen, so we'll see how that experiment works.
Right, first time in front of the green screen.
First time.
They told you what color not to wear, right?
Okay. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and 8 a.m. Whether I actually make it to the 6 a.m. and the 8 a.m. shows, we'll see.
Yeah.
God willing.
All right. Oh, so if you want to see Jim working in front of the green screen for the first time, covering your traffic.
If you want to know where to park and you want to know what train line to take in.
Right.
Channel 5 at 5 a.m.
Channel
Saturday.
5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's start with today's lineup.
Yes.
We just played the Lips.
We did.
They're the big They're the big band headliner that tonight.
They were there a couple years ago too. They did a Beatles thing. I think they were doing. See, I'm going to screw it up now. I think it was Sgt. Pepper's in full.
Okay.
But I don't remember. But it was a couple years ago they did the Beatles. This year, I don't think there's any theme for the set.
It's just going to be the lips.
Mayhem, yeah.
Okay, all right. there's a ton of now, how many stages are there at Riot Fest?
Seven, I believe.
Jeez.
I believe it's seven.
Seven stages.
See, but what I love about Riot Fest is that the main stages are set up literally right next to each other. So you can actually... Last year, for instance, at the same time on three different stages, you had Motorhead playing opposite Ice Cube, which turned into an NWA reunion because he brought out MC Ren and DJ Yella.
Well, it just so happened to happen right after the movie opened.
Well, yeah.
So
Dr. Dre was unavailable.
Well, you think?
And no doubt, all three of them were going on
at the same
time. And I remember thinking, Lemmy could die at any moment, so I have to watch Motorhead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as soon as they started the encore, I walked over and caught No Doubt going from Just a Girl in the Spider Web. So I'm like, okay, they're at the end of the set.
Yeah.
And was walking toward the exit as Ice Cube did A Good Day. So unlike something like Lollapalooza, where you cannot catch multiple headliners at Riot Fest.
Because you have to walk so far between. Yeah. All right, at Riot Fest, you can't.
You
so,
can do it.
Okay. We always talk about this. How do you schedule your stuff? Now, you know, it's easier here, as you said, because
I love it,
you have more access.
It's interesting. I mean, you look through the schedule and you figure out if anybody's going to die, like last year, Lemmy, and he did 2 months later.
Yep.
This year, you know, Riot Fest does have more of the conflicts as far as the major artists than any of the other festivals. Mm-hmm. But again, you can catch parts of everything. So at Riot Fest, I don't fret too much. I pick the bands I want to see, and then I kind of just work.
Okay.
Let's see what else is around me.
All right. You got the Flaming Lips, you got Ween, you have the Specials. Who are you choosing out of those?
Out of those. See, I've seen the Flaming Lips 10 times.
Right.
I've never seen Ween, and I've never seen the Specials. So I'll probably split my time between those.
Yeah. I've seen the Lips a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I would choose the Specials, though. That would be my.
Because I don't think I'm going to get much of a chance to see the Specials. That's how I always do these, too. Like, who am I never going to see again?
Right. Jimmy Eat World, Julian Marley, NoFX.
Julian Marley's doing Dad's Exodus album in full, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's doing Bob's album.
All right.
So that's interesting.
That's interesting is right. Now, I'm looking at the other lists here, and I just want to get to one in particular that's going to be playing tonight. That's Gwar. I've often said this. If you have never seen Gwar live, you haven't lived a full life. Have you ever seen Gwar?
I have, yeah.
At
Riot Fest, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, then you're fine.
My advice would be to wear your Sunday best and get as close to the stage as you can.
You jerk. I got nailed with stuff in the balcony at the Riv. That's how far out the bodily fluids go when you see Gwar.
The balcony at the Riv. Wow.
And the balcony. They got it all the way up into the balcony. I thought we were safe, and I got nailed with some sort of bodily.
Does it come out? Because I've always wondered what it is.
It was like a... Yeah, it came out. It was, I guess. It wasn't blood. I got hit with something else. But anyway, I don't own any Gwar albums. It's not like I'll sit down and listen to Gwar.
Right.
But the theatrical experience of seeing Gwar
is something.
It's amazing.
And I don't even know. I think like half the original members are dead now.
Yeah.
But they're kind of going the P-Funk Kiss route, which is I think all of these bands just want to establish characters that will live on, that you can just keep replenishing and feed the machine. It's almost like the circus, really.
I saw him in 95.
Okay, where was that at?
At the Riv.
That was the Riv.
Yeah,
okay.
I've only seen him once. I would like
you
to
haven't,
see,
you don't no, go
I,
every
I,
year?
I, no, I'd go and see. I would absolutely go and see Gwar again. Okay. I would. You know, it's a riot. But again, as I've said, it's not like I go home and go, you know, I'm going to listen to some Gwar right now. So that just doesn't happen. But what's your schedule for your first night? What are your first day?
I'm looking here for Friday. And, you know, the thing about Riot Fest to me, the last couple of years and this year is no exception. I tend to prefer the Riot Fest lineup to Lollapalooza. And, again, maybe that's just because there's bands that, you know, I grew up watching a bit more as opposed to some EDM act. But,
right.
Girls Against Boys,
okay,
a local 90s act that's kind of back together for Riot Fest, because that's kind of their thing is doing the reunions,
okay,
putting bands back together. That's an interesting one early on Friday.
What about Diarrhea Planet?
you know what? It's going to depend. I got to be up real early Saturday, so I gotta be careful.
I'm assuming
Friday.
They're going to be on the same stage that Gwar is going to be on. That's just a guess.
The Meat Puppets.
Oh yeah.
I saw them last summer. They played after the Foo Fighters Wrigley gig. They played in Wrigleyville, and they were really good. I was surprised.
Yeah. Okay.
They still get it together. I'll do that.
Okay.
And Jimmy Eat World. I've never seen Jimmy Eat World somehow after all these years.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
All right. Will you stop by the Hells of Pop and Circus Sideshow review at all?
I've seen it a couple of years in a row now. They have it every year.
Is it like Jim Rose?
Yes. Last time I was here, you and I talked about Jim Rose at Lollapalooza. Yeah, so if you're familiar with that.
If you're familiar with Jim Rose, then you're familiar
with
it. You
got a good idea what you're in for with the Hells of Poppin'.
All right. So there's a ton of acts playing on day one. Your headliners being, your big headliners being, Flaming Lips, Ween, Specials, and I guess Jimmy Eat World is a big headliner too.
Right,
and Gwar is in there if you want to get in to see that. Okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. We'll cover Saturday and Sunday. Okay, Jim Ryan is with us. He will be recapping his Riot Fest evenings at Chicago at Night on Chicago Now, and he will also be tweeting out live at Radio Jim Ryan. We'll come back more. Come back and talk more about Riot Fest right after this on 720 WGN. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It is a Friday morning, and we've got all of our regular features coming up in a little bit here. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. All coming up a little bit later on. But right now, we are saying hello to and talking to Jim Ryan, who is covering the Riot Fest for Chicago Now, and he'll be tweeting at Radio Jim Ryan for all your Riot Fest activities. And he'll be covering traffic for Riot Fest on Channel 5 News.
Somebody has to.
All right, we talked about what's coming on today and tonight at Riot Fest. Let's move on to tomorrow, Saturday the 17th.
That's the best day of the weekend.
Let's talk about some of the ones that you're looking forward to. Yeah, man, there's a lot of I'm looking at this. This is unbelievable, actually.
I mean, the one that sticks out to me as being ridiculous for how early in the day it's scheduled is Bob Mould, who I think is playing at like 4 o'clock.
Come on, really?
Yeah. Which is actually up from a couple years ago when he was on at like 3 o'clock.
If you've never, that's another guy. I don't want to compare that to Gwar because Bob Mould rules. And I actually listened to Bob Mould,
and
Husker Du was a hugely influential band for me when I was growing up. Not growing up, when I was in my 20s. But Bob Mould is great. And Jason Nardesi, by the way.
I love him.
He's good. I know the guy. And a buddy of mine went to school with him in Evanston. And he's a hell of a guy and a great bass player too. So he's in the band.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, he is.
Super Chunk is as well.
Bob does his best work in power trios: Husker Du, Sugar, and the band he's got now, arguably as good as any of the three, which is John Worster from Super Chunk, and like you said, Jason on bass,
and Jason on bass
from
Verbo,
from Split Single, all these. Jason's done.
He's
so
done
much
everything.
Over the last.
He's been playing. He's been playing since he's like 6.
Yeah. I mean, you could see
video of him on YouTube when he was like
in the Sonic Highway.
Sonic
thing.
It's
unbelievable.
It's crazy. Okay, so Bob Mould, like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like 4:15.
You got to see Bob Mould, man. If you've never seen him, amazing.
Yeah, this is one of those festivals where it behooves you to get there early in the day.
Okay. Yep.
Elsewhere on Saturday, I think the Hold Steady.
Yeah,
I love the Hold Steady. Another in the fine tradition of alternative rock that the great state of Minnesota has brought us.
Yep.
One of the more recent exports from there. They're doing their Boys and Girls in America album in full.
Okay. But you know, I'm looking at this lineup on Saturday. You're right, man.
It's Saturday
stacked. It's ridiculous. It's completely stacked. Okay, keep going.
We bumped back in here with some Social Distortion.
Yes, we did.
They are doing that album, the White Light, White Heat, White Trash album in full.
That's great.
That'll be outstanding.
Yep.
My God. Death Cab for Cutie, The Hives, The Smoking Popes, The Toasters.
Yep.
Like, even early in the day. Fits into Tantrums. I didn't even see that. Nas.
Yeah.
But have you seen Morrissey?
I've seen the Smiths.
Oh, okay.
So,
where was that at?
God, where did we see the Smiths? Was it Poplar Creek?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was in the 80s, obviously.
So I feel like we should be taking odds on whether or not Morrissey actually shows up.
Oh, is he? I don't follow Morrissey anymore because it's not 1986.
In the last few years, he has canceled several shows.
Is that right?
In the Chicagoland area, yeah.
The thing that I learned about Morrissey over the past like 15 years or so is that he has such a huge gay Latino following.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah. I mean, they have like Morrissey lookalike contests within the gay Latino community. His hardcore fans are gay Latinos.
All of his fans are obsessive. Like, you're not talking a normal fan base. Like, they are rabid and insane.
You are familiar with the lovely Amy Guth?
I am.
Okay. She is a maniac Morrissey fan. She once told me that she went to see Morrissey. This was just a few years ago. She went to see Morrissey, and somebody was crowd surfing, and she got kicked in the head with a boot.
Okay.
At a Morrissey show.
I accidentally met Morrissey for about 2 seconds.
Wait a minute. How does that happen?
This was to tell you how long ago this was. I didn't have a camera phone, which would be...
Oh, boy.
Which is probably a good thing.
Where were you?
I was coming downtown for work in the afternoons, and I was on the 151 bus coming down Michigan Avenue, just south of Water Tower Place, and I could see Morrissey walking down Michigan Avenue. And I kind of look around, nobody on the 151 bus is going to care that I recognize Morrissey. Whatever, forget about it. And I go to jump off at wherever, Michigan and Ohio, thereabouts.
Yeah.
And as I jump off the bus, I jump down off the bus, look over, and go to walk across the sidewalk and walk right into Morrissey, who looks immediately upset and offended.
Of course.
And I kind of just give him the shrug. You know,
sorry, Morrissey.
Sorry, Morrissey, and keep going. I wish if I had a cell phone camera, I would have been like, especially given his reaction.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hey.
Hey, how's it going there?
Hey,
let's get a selfie, shall we? He probably wrote a very depressing song about that incident, too.
I'm sure he was very upset.
So you've got Morrissey, Death Cab for Cutie, Social Distortion, Nas. You got Bob Hold, The Descendants. You've got
Descendants too.
Method Man and Red Man.
I saw Method Man a couple years ago at Double Door.
Yeah.
Always a fun show.
Well, Method Man now is just, you know, a comedic genius actor because he was in Keanu and he was hilarious in it.
Yes. His Wu-Tang bandmate, the GZA, is also there.
I know. What's going on? Why don't they just do a whole Wu-Tang reunion? Yeah.
They did that a couple years ago at North Coast.
Yeah. So this is a big day.
Yeah.
Big day. So you're planning on and School of Rock is playing.
Very early on.
Yep.
I've never seen Morrissey.
Yeah.
That's another one. If I'm looking into the crystal ball.
Outside of seeing him at a bus stop.
He didn't sing to me that day, so the Moz did not serenade me, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that Saturday.
And you're going to go, you're obviously going to see Bob Mould, right?
I love Bob Mould.
Yeah, he's
absolutely
the best. And so Social Distortion, you had not...
Social Distortion, I have to see. You know, they were there a couple years ago, too, but I'm surprised they're playing that particular album full.
Yeah.
And I love that album.
Yeah.
That was one of the first ones I really gravitated to.
Here's a question for you. Now, when they play the album in full, that doesn't mean that's all they're going to play, right? I mean,
no, usually not.
Obviously, there's like an encore. They'll play some hits.
Yeah. Especially, I would think, with them, yeah.
What are the for the headliners, what are we looking at running time, stage time?
Morrissey, I know, has the longest set of the weekend, which is almost 2 hours for the...
Wow, really? Yeah, for a festival?
A long set. I think it's an hour 45.
Wow.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Okay.
I think he's playing like 8:15 to 10 o'clock or something.
Okay. Now, most of it, 40 minutes, depending on...
Yeah, 40, 45 minutes is about the right average.
Yeah.
But the headliners, you usually get...
They go a little longer.
A little longer, hour, hour and a half.
Jeez, not even 45 minutes for Morrissey.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So he's assuming he shows.
Okay. He might be waiting for a bus on Michigan Avenue right now. All right, Jim, hang on, okay?
Yes.
We got to take a break for the news, and then when we come back, we got one more day of Riot Fest to cover. And again, you can follow Jim's tweets at Radio Jim Ryan, and you can read all of his recaps at Chicago at Night, and that's a blog on Chicago Now. All right, the news is coming up next right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. That, of course, is the party machine who tells you how to party, Andrew W.K., appearing at Riot Fest?
Sunday.
On
He'll
Sunday.
Be there.
But I just went, this Jim Ryan is with us, by the way. He does traffic periodically here at the station. Does traffic. He'll be doing traffic for NBC Channel 5
yes.
for Riot Fest this weekend at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and 8 a.m.
It's a full weekend I have.
And you are going to be at all 3 days of Riot Fest.
I am.
That's why you're here, giving us a little preview of Riot Fest for this week. And you can read his blog, Chicago at Night, on Chicago Now, and follow him on Twitter, at Radio Jim Ryan. Now, the event that you went to this last evening, before
a couple of hours ago
before you came here, involved Andrew WK, but it's not your typical. Just to describe what you saw with Andrew WK.
So, have you seen him before? Or
no, no.
I
have not.
This you are actually missing out.
Okay,
on.
All right.
So you're familiar with his.
I am
going into it. I would have called it his shtick.
Yes,
which is partying as a mentality. How do you even describe?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not really sure.
90% of his song titles have the word party in the title, and if
right.
it's not in the title, I guarantee you it's in the lyrics. They all sound like that.
Yeah.
Pretty much they all sound the same. He plays keyboards on most of it, but he'll be doing that Sunday at Riot Fest. What he did a couple hours ago,
yeah.
he's in the midst of a spoken word speaking engagement tour called The Power of Positivity. And
I'm sorry to laugh.
No,
but
he's using partying, like the concept of partying, as a symbol for positivity.
Right.
How can you improve your life? Partying. Obviously.
Does he really need to do a seminar on that? So
I have to say, he is another guy. We talked about Morrissey's hardcore fans.
Yeah.
I now know that if Andrew, there were definitely people, and by the way, this was held at Revolution Brewing.
Oh, boy.
So there you go for a venue. And they were handing out free beer as you walked in.
Sure, of course they were, yeah.
So
because partying, man.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
There are definitely people, I could tell you now, at least a handful in that room that would drink the Andrew WK Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
If he suggested it.
Yeah. What was
people
it like?
So he spoke for a half hour.
Okay.
About the power of partying as a positive thing, and the way
man,
he used it as a symbol for just a more positive outlook on life. I have to say, I now no longer think that it is shtick.
It's the real thing.
He's a very positive guy. Like, I have to say, the message was actually kind of interesting. You know, it's hard to chuckle at the guy walking out of there, but he spoke about being more positive in your everyday life.
Right.
And then for the last half hour of the affair, he took questions from the crowd.
Okay. And what were some of the questions?
Yeah. How can you be more positive on a daily basis? One person asked him, because he was standing with an American flag draped behind him, so one person asked him if he had considered running on a partying platform for the party in November.
For the party.
Uh-huh. He coined that phrase, apparently.
I'm sure he did, yeah.
So he's considering that, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
It was interesting. Interesting is probably the best descriptor for it, but nice guy.
Will you see him on Sunday?
Yes. I've seen him a couple. Now, I'm actually more excited to see him now Sunday after seeing this
okay.
a couple hours ago. Yeah.
All right. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The big headliner for Sunday is bringing people. We were talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
Bringing people from around the world to this city.
Would you have guessed that there'd be that much demand for the Reformation of the Misfits?
Somehow I thought it would be a big deal, but not as big as it.
I mean,
this is just monstrous. I know people who are coming in from all over the country for this.
It's earlier today I talked to, I had Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem on the phone, and they performed at Riot Fest in 2012. He has a solo show Tuesday at House of Blues. So I asked him while I had him on the phone. I said, I'm writing this thing on Riot Fest. Do you have any thoughts on the festival? And he was like, I can't believe they didn't invite me this year. He was very upset at the organizers of Riot Fest. He's like, I'm a New Jersey born and bred guy. I live in New Jersey. How am I not playing the festival the year that the Misfits have reformed?
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of amazing that everyone seems so fired up about this.
Yeah.
Now, I had no idea Danzig was such a...
I guess, man. I guess it's because they're all together, you know.
Right.
I guess because Glenn Danzig is back, it's that's the big thing. It's going to be a madhouse Sunday.
That's what it sounds like. I was seeing earlier online, they're saying they're just about sold out of tickets for Sunday, and then you could get like a 2-day package with Saturday and Sunday. It sounds like almost all of that stuff is sold out. So demand for, the only thing I could think of to attribute this to is Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Because Metallica covered so many Misfits songs in the early 90s. They covered Die Die My Darling. They covered Last Caress.
Yeah.
And those became such huge songs that maybe people our age went, like, who the hell is this? And figured it out. And same with Guns N' Roses. They covered Attitude on, they're covering it on this tour, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Duff sang it on the Spaghetti Incident album.
Right.
But that's the only thing I can attribute to, because I don't remember growing up people being just gung-ho about the Misfits.
I had a lot of friends who were, crazy Misfits fans.
Okay.
But I just didn't see this being like the
I'm excited
the huge
about it.
Oh, no, it should be great. It should be awesome. And who else is it? Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie's doing a full White Zombie album.
Oh, he is.
He's doing the full Astro Creep album, which okay. which will be interesting because he doesn't play a lot of that stuff.
As long as it keeps him away from making movies. whatever keeps Rob Zombie away from the camera is a good thing.
What is Rob Zombie's? What's his?
His latest movie's called 31.
What was his first big one? Or not
well, House of a Thousand Corpses. Then there's Devil's Rejects, and he ruined the Halloween franchise.
I've seen the Halloween,
yeah.
yes.
He just sucks.
Slater Kinney.
Yeah, that's weird to say Rob Zombie and then go right into
Guar and Slater Kinney. And
yeah.
D. Snyder, I think, is there Sunday.
Yeah. D. I Snyder, mean, Bad Religion, Deftones, Death Grips. Who else am I looking at?
How about Juliette Lewis and the Licks?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because I'm not familiar with them.
She's a great front girl.
I can believe that.
She's great. And I love Juliette Lewis. I really do. And I became a Juliette Lewis fan as a musician when I saw Strange Days, when she covered the PJ Harvey song in okay. Strange Days. I was like, whoa. And then when Juliette and the Licks came out, my ex-wife and I went to go see them at Reggie's, in fact. And she was terrific. She's she's a great front person and can wail. The band is fine. I mean, the music's pretty
right.
generic.
That's
but
another one. It's early.
It's
in
fun
the day.
To it's fun to watch. It'd be fun to watch.
Get there early for that, then.
Yeah.
And Chevy Metal, I think, is early in the day too. Are you familiar with Chevy?
No,
Metal?
I'm not.
That's Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters.
Oh, is that right?
That's his cover band. So all they do is cover like
cool.
70s and 80s rock, and it's hysterical. And there's been I'm not saying it's going to happen this weekend, but there's been a couple other festival. Appearances they've done where it just winds up being the Foo Fighters doing
okay.
covers.
Right.
But Chevy Metal was here a couple months ago at Metro, and they were fantastic.
What time of day are they playing?
They're early. It's like 2 or 3 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in the daytime, then you can see Chevy Metal, and you can see Juliette Lewis and the
mm-hmm.
Licks. But you're gonna squeeze in there for the Misfits.
I got
to
see the Misfits, mm-hmm. and you know I remember a couple years ago you and I talked about it off the air when the Replacements reformed for Riot
yeah.
Fest.
I wanted to go, but I couldn't swing it.
And it was crazy packed
yeah.
down there.
Yeah.
Last year, they had to stop a set by System of a Down because apparently the crowd was so packed in. So I'm a little nervous
now,
about the Misfits.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if System of a Down uh-huh. closes down something,
uh-huh.
I mean, System of a Down is awesome. I love that band.
Yeah.
But it was so packed that they had to stop?
They had to stop the set for 15 minutes and back the crowd off the barricade and pick people up out in the mud. Yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
It was.
Wow.
It was,
all right. Well, the Misfits is going to yeah. be interesting then.
Yes.
Very interesting.
We'll
okay.
see what happens.
All right. So Slater Kinney, you're going to see them?
Slater Kinney, I'm going to see. Yeah,
yeah,
I saw them at the Riv last year, and they were great. Another one early in the day, too, a band called The Falcon, which is kind of a quasi-punk supergroup. It's
okay.
Brendan Kelly from the Lawrence Arms, who are local.
Sure.
And Dan Andriano from Alkaline Trio. Also local, and they're playing again. It's, I think, like 1 p.m. or something on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
those
that's
are two.
Another,
I don't yeah. know the Falcon, but those Lawrence Arms and Alkaline Trio, of course, obviously.
They just put out their second full length album.
Okay.
And I was listening to it yesterday. It's really good.
A buddy of mine used to produce Lawrence Arms and Alkaline Trio's
okay.
records. I don't know if he still does, but Matt Allison is his name.
Okay.
Yeah. And he, you know, he produced, he started with Alkaline Trio and he started with Lawrence Arms.
Nice.
Producing their stuff. He's a great technician and a really interesting guy and a very cool guy. I used to bartend with him at Simon's.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Up in Andersonville?
Up in Andersonville, that's right.
Simon's.
So for all 3 days, what are the acts? Just pick a couple of acts from each day that you're really looking forward to.
Let's see here. We'll start with Friday. Hard not to go with the headliners on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. But, you know, Saturday, I would say, again, Morrissey. Death Cab for Cutie always puts on a good show. Social Distortion doing that full album. Smoking Popes. I love the Smoking Popes,
mm-hmm.
local punk band. And they just put out two new songs on their Facebook page that they wanted to have new music ready for this, for the bigger show that they're doing for a while. So I think they'll be good. The Toasters are always fun on Saturday. Let's see.
And then Sunday, obviously.
Sunday, the Misfits.
Misfits, yeah.
Because I love Danzig. I have a soft spot for Danzig.
All right.
So Danzig, Jerry Only, and Doyle back together. That'll be interesting.
That'll be good. So
Deftones,
and,
too.
And, Deftones are playing as well. And now when Smoking Popes are playing, are you going to try and find Nikolai Volkov?
We'll see what happens.
See if he's still hanging out there?
I'll show you the picture off the air.
I would love to see it.
Nikolai Volkov, Greg the Hammer Valentine, and the Honky Tonk Man.
Come on, man! That's the highlight for me right there.
I haven't looked at the map that closely. I hope they have the wrestling again this year. Yeah. To me, that's always a highlight.
Oh, absolutely. That's my first place to stop.
If they don't have the wrestling, I think there's a 50% chance we see those guys begging for change in the parking lot.
No question about it. All right. Jim, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
And you're going to recap all of this on Chicago Now. The blog is Chicago at Night, covering traffic on Channel 5. Tune in for that. And then you're going to be tweeting all weekend from Riot Fest at Radio Jim Ryan. Jim,
that's correct.
A real pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.